Scott, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, Bernie gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law, rock and roll, a cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, but when we are gone, will it still burn on and on and on and on and on and on and on? We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no, we didn't.
WEEM Studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson.
I cannot get enough.
Enjoy decorating your Christmas tree as you're tuning into our Holly Jolly radio station.
Dancing in my elf shoes.
91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Tell me over the thing.
best radio station around.
Hit music.
91.7 WEM.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days.
Cause every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give it when the night. From the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Watch all your favorite Christmas movies and listen to your favorite Christmas songs this holiday season. 91.7 WEEM.
bum bum. Me and my drum. Me and my drum.
Scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, as tip-off goes for the Arabians, Mazingo on the other end, he drives, and it was a great bucket, and he gets two now.
Count the basket and the foul, Evan Mazingo going up strong and finishing strong.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome here to Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School. We got some boys basketball on tap here this evening against the 2-4 Pendleton Heights Arabians and the 5-1 Garin Catholic Eagles. But alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. We hope you're all having a wonderful Tuesday evening. Taking a look at these two teams, breaking down a bit. Starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians, they're coming off of a dominating win last Saturday over the Connersville Spartans. Final score of that one, 69-40. Evan Mazing showed out in that game, 19 points, 53% shooting from the field, 4 assists and 2 rebounds, 0 turnovers. Great win for Pendleton Heights, especially considering the night prior they lost to their school rivals, the Mount Vernon Marauders at home. Again, that was Friday night, 44-42. So a great win for the Arabians that Saturday evening, and hopefully they can use that to get some momentum going and maybe get their first win streak of the season going here tonight.
Yeah, the Arabians did a great job at staying motivated after that Mount Vernon loss. Evan Mazingo really showed out in both games. Evan Mazingo had that shot to put it down to 2 points and had the shot for the game winner, but sadly didn't make it. But there's a lot, Coach Buck said there's a lot of good things you could take from that Mount Vernon game, and they did very well in that Connersville game, as you said, Dawson.
Yeah, and the Arabians currently stand at 2-4. Both of their wins coming here on Joe Buck Court. Taking a look at this Garin Catholic Eagles squad. They are under head coach Bob Allen. Currently stand at 5-1. They're 1-0 on the road. They're currently coming off of a win, a close game, well, I guess somewhat close, against Heritage Hills. That was a neutral site. For a final score of that one, 52-42. They gave Heritage Hills their first loss of the season. Now, this Garin Catholic squad, they're coming off of a very, very good season. Last year, they went 29, made it to the state finals for 3A. Unfortunately, did not win, but, you know, they're a very good team. A lot of players returning, a lot of firepower, of course, a lot of eyes go to their leading scorer, Robert Sorensen, a senior guard, averaging 20.2 points a game, coming off of a 29-point performance where he shot a very impressive 82% from the floor in their last one against Heritage Hill. So this Garin Catholic squad, I mean, they're a tough one. Last year, these two teams faced off at Garin Catholic, and the Eagles won 59-36. So Pendleton Heights is up for quite the challenge. But as I was just mentioning, consider they're coming off of their first win. I think that gave them a bit of confidence, and hopefully they can use that confidence heading into this one against a really just tough Garin Catholic squad.
Yeah. Also, you could say Dylan Moran's the senior forward for Garin Catholic. He's been averaging 9.5 points per game. He's a big guy. It's going to go up against Josiah Augustin for a while there. But the entire Garin Catholic team is a pretty big team, so I feel like this is going to be a tough task for the Arabians. But with the Arabians' weapons, I feel like they can pull the win out.
And you mentioned there for Garen Catholic. They got a lot of weapons all over the floor. You can't really focus too much on Robert Sorensen, because if you do, some other player is going to go off and have a night. Some key matchups to watch out for these two teams. For the Arabians, Aaron Cookson will be guarding Robert Sorensen. Cookston has been given the task of guarding the opponent's toughest player, whoever that may be, pretty much every single game this season. Anderson, he faced off against Damian King. He faced off against Isaac Andrews for Wapahani and many more. So that'll be quite the matchup to look out for. But with that, we're going to take a short break. And then when we return, I was able to sit down with head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck, for our pregame interview. That'll be playing up next after this short break on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEN.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Peril. I'm joined here once again by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians basketball team, Coach Buck. But Coach, tonight you'll be here at home against Garen Catholic, the Garen Catholic Eagles. They stand at 5-1. Of course, Garen Catholic, a pretty tough team, although being in 3A, they went to state last year, had a very good season. So heading into a matchup like this, coming off of a win last Saturday against Connersville, what's your game plan? What have you been working on these last couple days in practice?
Well, we're facing another very talented team, as you mentioned, very good last year. I have a lot of returning players. Another great point guard in Sorensen, senior. Now we've faced what I consider four quality point guards, Mount Vernon and Smith, Andrews from Wapahani, Sorensen tonight, and, you know, it just Buchanan from Westfield. And when you have that type of point guard, that's a great place to start in putting together a quality basketball team. And like you said, Wapahani will be a opponent tonight that we'll have to play extremely well to have success.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, you got a lot of returning players, Sorensen, their big name. Now, when it comes to locking up that big name player, of course, Aaron Cookson has been the guy this season. All the way look back to Anderson, he was tasked with Damian King, and he's been doing a good job locking down whoever you're facing, whoever the big player is. But what are you going to have to do tonight to lock up a player specifically like Sorensen?
Well, speaking of Aaron Cookson, he has done an outstanding job on all of our opponents and done a great job, probably as well defensively as anyone that those teams have played. They're star players. So we're very pleased with what he has done, and he'll be matched up tonight against Sorensen as well. Yeah. But the other thing about the opponents that we've played that have been very good, and the same thing in Wapahani, their depth. I mean, Wapahani will start 6 foot in Sorensen. He's their smallest, and they'll go 6'2", 6'3", 6'8", 6'8", and they have multiple weapons. Players that they're very strong inside. They're 2'6", 6'8". They're very strong physically, and they have the ability, basketball ability, to be strong inside as well. And then they have multiple players that can score from long range. And we've ran into that against, Wapahani and Westfield, Mount Vernon, just multiple weapons to score, which makes it difficult for your overall team defense. You not only have to stop the player that Aaron Cookson is assigned to, you have to play good defense throughout because of their depth.
Now you mentioned there, of course, Garen Catholic, a very tough team, but focusing a bit on you guys, we talked yesterday during the coaches show about things you want to get better heading forward, you know, playing all four quarters, not digging yourselves in a hole in the first half, but really against this Garen Catholic team specifically, what are the goals for you guys?
Our goals will be very similar. Get off to a good start. That's something you mentioned. We have struggled. We have had a couple of games where we got off to the start we wanted. A lot of that had to do with the team, the opponent that we were playing, their defense. Teams that have been aggressive and physical with us defensively have bothered us. That's no secret. I mean, teams that have scouted us they see that, and that's what we can expect to face. So we must be able to handle the basketball with defensive pressure, number one. We have to have patience, and we have to be willing to move the basketball, get ball reversal, and get the shots that we're capable of making. Now, being realistic, tough defense makes that more challenging. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing a defense that allows you to move the basketball, it doesn't bother you as far as your ball handling goes because they're not physically pounding on you or they're not up aggressively defending you, it is much easier to do that. So we must be able to move the basketball, maintain control without turning it over against the physical defense.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our pregame interview here. Once again, Coach, thanks for joining me. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are now just about 6 minutes or so away from tip-off this evening against the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Guerin Catholic Eagles. Taking a look now at our starting lineups for the two teams. Starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians, their starting lineup looking pretty similar. Nothing much has changed over the past few games. The two guards, that'll be Dontrez Braxton, Evan Mazingo. Braxton, the senior, averaging 4.4 points a game, shooting 47% from the field. For Evan Mazingo, 11.3 points a game, 44% from the field, and 44% from three. He's coming off of a 19-point performance on Saturday evening against Connersville. The two forwards, that's going to be senior Aaron Cookston and senior Josiah Gustin. Aaron Cookston, lockdown defender. He'll be tasked with guarding Robert Sorensen for the Guerin Catholic Eagles. Cookston's averaging 7.5 points a night, shooting 51% from the floor. And then Josiah Gustin, the leading scorer for the Arabians last year, 13.3 points a game, 7.6 rebounds. And then finally, Seth LaRavia, the transfer from Westfield. Over at Westfield, he averaged 5 points a game. He's coming off of a 4-point performance where he shot 2-for-6 against the Connersville Spartans. They're led by head coach Joe Buck. But for the Guerin Catholic Eagles, the two guards is going to be senior Andy Caron and freshman guard Hayden Rogers. The two forwards, senior Dylan Murrens and senior Robert Sorensen. Of course, Sorensen averaging 20.2 points a game, as we previously stated. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 36% from three. A very efficient score, but a very good score at that. He's coming off of a 29-point performance on the ninth against Heritage Hills. And then finally, finishing out the group is junior forward Bryson Cardinal. Cardinal averaging 12.7 points a game, 9.8 rebounds, nearly a double-double. So this Guerin Catholic team, very stacked. And on top of that, led under a very experienced head coach, Bob Allen. Coach Bob Allen, been with Guerin Catholic for a number of years, and obviously does a nice job coaching the boys. This is the sixth year at Guerin Catholic, 12th year overall. He started his coaching career over with Knightstown in 2011. He won two Henry County Coach of the Year and Mid-Hoosier Conference Coach of the Year with Knightstown. So Bob Allen, great coach, but Joe Buck, of course, also very legendary. He's into his 19th year overall. Of course, he had a stint with the Arabians. His first stint last season with them was all the way back in 2006, but resumed his coaching career with the Arabians here tonight, But Ryan, of course, got a great matchup here this evening. On one hand, Pendleton Heights a 4A team, Guerin Catholic a 3A team, but at the same time, Guerin Catholic coming off a phenomenal season where they went 20-9, made it to state. And then Pendleton Heights coming off of a not-so-hot season where they went 8-17. So what are the Arabians going to have to do this evening if they can pull off, I think, what many would say is an upset matchup?
See, Dawson, what I've seen from the Arabians is when they take the pace slow on offense. They always do well with shooting percentage and everything. But also you gotta rush Garen Catholic on offense. You gotta put some pressure on him. I feel like that's one of the biggest things. If you rush Robert Sorensen into a shot, he's gonna miss 50% of the time. Maybe even more than that. But also you gotta watch out for the two forwards, Bryson Cardinal and Dylan Moranz. They're both averaging second and third highest on the team for points. Bryce Cardinal with 12.7, as you said, and 9.5 for Dylan Moranz.
All right, but taking a look here at some of the other Hoosier Heritage matchups we got tonight, only one other. That's Shelbyville. They're at home against Greenwood. Greenwood 0-5, Shelbyville 3-1, off to a good, nice start to the season. So we'll be updating you on that score. But taking a look at the Hoosier Heritage standings, currently Greenfield Central at the top, 5-0 overall record, 1-0 for Hoosier Heritage matchups. Delta following closely behind them. They're 4-1 overall, 1-0 for conference. Mount Vernon, they're 1-0 in the conference. Of course, their only conference win coming against the Pendleton Knights Arabians last Friday. They're 2-2 overall. Shelbyville hasn't played a conference game so far this season. Their first one, of course, will be coming later on. But they're 3-1 overall. Newcastle behind them also have not played a conference game. They're 3-2 overall. And then New Pal, Pendleton Knights, and Yorktown all with a loss in Hoosier Heritage record. New Pal, of course, went undefeated last year for Hoosier Heritage and was the top team in the state. And they got beat for their first matchup. So that was a bit of a surprise. But they're 2-1. Pendleton Knights 2-4. And Yorktown 1-3 for overall records. But you look at Garen Catholic, they are over in the Circle City Conference, which is led by Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian 2-0 overall. Haven't played too many games so far this year, but they are 1-0 in the conference. And then one game will be coming again. That one game came against Bishop Chittard, who they, of course, beat. Heritage Christian at the top with a 2-0 overall record as well. But we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be right back after that. Tip-off up next. Don't you guys go anywhere. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School as they announce the starting lineups for this evening's matchup for the Pendleton Heights Arabians against the Garen Catholic Eagles. We got just about a minute or two. Until then, of course, Ryan, we already talked about these two teams. Garen Catholic coming off of a very good season. Pendleton Heights not so much. But Pendleton Knights, you know, they're hoping for a new season, a new start. New head coach with Joe Buck. Sure, you got very similar players. You had no seniors leaving last year. Really, I would say the exact same starting line. I'm sure there are a bit differences, but this Arabian team looking very similar. So, what do you? I know you already touched on what the Arabians are going to have to do, but more, what are they going to have to do to stop this Garen Catholic team, considering, you know, their past couple games and what they've struggled in? You know, we just heard Coach Buck mention Arabians have kind of struggled with putting themselves in a hole and then trying to get themselves back out of that, but also, you know, turnovers and good, strong defense has been a struggle. So what are the Arabians going to have to do to get over those, you know, challenges we've seen come up multiple times so far this season?
I think one of the big things is they just have to stick to what they know. I think that's one of the biggest things for any sport. You just have to stay comfortable. You got to work on your pace. And also, I think one of the other big things is you got to limit the Garen Catholic's offensive rebounds. I think that was a really big thing in games like the Wapahani and that Mount Vernon game. When they limit those offensive rebounds, they do really well on defense.
Players taking the court here at the logo for the tip. For the Arabians, it's senior Josiah Gustin, and for the Eagles, it's senior Dylan Murrens. Pretty similar in height. Got an even battle here for the tip. Ball is up. We're underway here this evening. Garen Catholic wins the tip. They're going to get set on offense here. Hayden Rogers with it. Bounce pass. Andy Corrin, far wing. Down the elbow, it's Dylan Murrens. He tries the jumper, is no good, but an offensive rebound by Andy Corrin and the Eagles. Murrens shakes Josiah Gustin, finds a wide open Hayden Rogers in the corner, and Rogers nails it from deep. Garen Catholic strikes first blood with a three. 3-0 our score. Eagles lead. Josiah Gustin with it. Jumper just inside the free throw line. In and out, no good. Rebounded Garen Catholic. Freshman Hayden Rogers with it at the logo, guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Rogers swings out right, down to the low block. Cardinal tried to drive baseline there, get around Seth LaRavia. A bit too much contact there from the senior forward, LaRavia. So this will be a foul here, the first of the game, and the first on Seth LaRavia, of course. This will be on the floor, so Garen Catholic will be inbounding here from the baseline. Stolen pass. Aaron Cookson comes away with it. Andy Corrin was the intended receiver. Evan Mazingo with a three down the other end is no good off of the right iron. It misfires, rebounded Eagles once again. Robert Sorensen, top of the key, fires over to Hayden Rogers. Rogers, now to Karan. Robert Sorensen gets it off of the handoff. Eagles moving around the ball, around the perimeter, low block. Andy Karan with it. Guarded by Mazingo, Karan forced to kick it back out. Once again, Hayden Rogers, top of the key. Garen Catholic's going to want to reset now. Driving, corner, yet another three. Hayden Rogers, it's good. You can't leave him open. Rogers with two threes now in the game.
Yeah, Hayden Rogers has averaged 20% from three this year, but perfect for two for two right now.
Mazingo, right wing. He'll pull one from deep off the front iron. No good. Rebounded in the corner by Robert Sorensen and the Eagles. Sorensen drives, shot called off. Foul on the floor here. This is against Aaron Cookston. Gave a lot of body, didn't really reach there, but ref saw a lot of contact. Once again, this foul will be on the floor. This is the second foul for the Arabians, the first on Aaron Cookston. Got a deflected pass off of the inbound. Josiah Gustin knocks it out of bounds, so they'll just move Robert Sorensen to the right corner of the court for yet another inbound attempt. Top of the key, Andy Corrin with it. Bounce pass over to Sorensen. Sorensen drives left side, spins, shoots. Left it short, no good. Rebounded off of the glass by Seth LaRavia and the Arabians.
Great defense there by Aaron Cookson to anticipate that spin move.
Gustin with it, near wing. Back to Dontrez Braxton, top of the key. Braxton calling his first screen, gets it from Seth LaRavia. Now into the corner, Mazingo. Back to LaRavia, top of the key. LaRavia dishes down low. Josiah working on Murren's there. Josiah missed the shot, had a chance at the rebound, but it fell out of bounds. And it was last touched by the Arabians. So the Eagles going to get possession right back here as... Here is the freshman Hayden Rogers, who has 6 points on the night already, taking it up for Garen Catholic. Karin dishes to Rogers. Three here from Sorensen on the far wing is off the mark and no good. Hit the top of the backboard. This is going to be called out of bounds here. Dead ball, and Arabians will inbound. Garen Catholic sending a little bit of a press, just put a bit of pressure on the Arabians here. 6-0 our score. Garen Catholic leads 4:40 to play in the first. Gustin, left wing, gets a screen from Aaron Cookson, a miscommunication. Aaron Cookson lets it fly in the backcourt off the pass from Josiah Gustin, and Gustin looks to coach saying, what happened there? Either way, this will be an over and back for Pendleton Heights, so yet another turnover on the Arabians will result in Eagles basketball. Corner, Robert Sorensen to the low block. Cardinal working on LaRavia, spins, shoots, got it off of the post hook. Not much Seth LaRavia can do there.
Yeah, great move there by Bryson Cardinal to get around Seth LaRavia for that layup.
Evan Mazingo over to Josiah Gustin, nearly lost it, recovers. Right elbow jumper from Josiah Gustin and another miss. Rebounded Eagles, now the other way, Andy Karin. Over to Rogers, bounce pass, right back to Karin. Got a mismatch down low. Cardinal gets it on Aaron Cookson. He'll be forced to kick it out. Nearly walked out of bounds there, but saves it. Right back to Karin, down low on the left block. This is a mismatch. Again, Aaron Cookson guarding, and he was hit hard. No foul, but the basket falls. What was that? Cardinal just chucked it up there. Couldn't even see the basket and still drained it. We got a timeout on the floor. Arabians starting off slow, 10-0. Garen Catholic going on a 10-0 run to start the game. 3:37 to play in the first. Again, Garen Catholic leads. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Dawson Perrell. On the scoreboard, Garen Catholic leading the Pendleton Heights Arabians 10-0 here on this non-conference boys basketball matchup. Cooper Sims has it for Pendleton Heights. He subbed in on that last timeout by the Arabians. Josiah Gustin gets it from Cooper Sims, right wing, over to Cookson in the corner. Cookson drives baseline. Denied, kicks it back out. Sims, once again with it, to Josiah Gustin in the corner. Gustin, hook pass to Seth LaRavia. He saves it, but saves it right out of bounds. Yet another miscommunication by the Arabians. Josiah Gustin tried to hit Seth LaRavia on the pick and roll, I guess the pick and fade, but instead Seth LaRavia couldn't get to the pass, so this will be a turnover once again for Pendleton Heights. Garen Catholic and Hayden Rogers taking it up. Bounce pass over to Andy Karin, near wing to the inside. Cardinal working down low on LaRavia once again. Cardinal puts up a shot, hits the backboard, hits the front iron, and rattles home. Arabians bench wanted a foul on that one, a travel. Arabians inbound successfully despite Hayden Rogers with the pressure. Cooper Sims takes it to the rack and finishes for the Arabians' first bucket. Sims, of course, last game against Mount Vernon, Connersville, 9 points, 80% from the floor, his season high. Sorensen driving, good defense from LaRavia going up strong with him. Foul, count it, and the basket. Bryson Cardinal getting the offensive rebound. This is Seth LaRavia on the foul. This is his second, and Joe Buck not happy with the transfer from Westfield.
Yeah, Bryson Cardinal is already up to 8 points in this first quarter.
He has a chance to make it nine here on this free throw. It's up and no good. Hits the back iron and falls out. Rebounded to Reese Kaplinger. Kaplinger just came in for Seth LaRavia on that last dead ball. Sims taking it up for Pendleton Heights. Over to Aaron Cookston near wing. Now to Mazingo. Top of the key. Fires over. Cooper Sims has it now in the far corner. Sims. Rabian swinging it around the perimeter. Mazingo takes the shot and drains it. A much-needed shot for the Arabians there. Evan Mazingo from the left corner. Score now 14-5, Eagles lead. Mearns with it. Left wing, now top of the key, Cardinal. Cardinal going to get the screen for Hayden Rogers. Rogers drives baseline, kicks it over. A nice pass and a nice finish that falls in and out. Dylan Murrens got unlucky there. Don't know how that basketball popped out of the hoop. But Arabians recover and have another shot on offense here. Aaron Cookston, an open three from the top of the key. It's good. Aaron Cookston drains it. Back-to-back threes for the Arabians now. As they're cutting down this Eagle lead to 6 points. Dylan Murrens. Right wing, guarded by Josiah Gustin, and a miscommunication that flies right out of bounds. Robert Sorensen was the intended pass, but instead of going to the corner, he cut to the basket. And that out of bounds pass there will result in a Pendleton Heights basketball.
Yeah, Dawson, you start hearing the student sections now.
Yep. Quite the show out, especially for Garen Catholic. A 39-minute drive over here to Joe Buck Court, and students coming out supporting. But, of course, same for the Arabians, being a home game this evening. Cookston, far wing, now to Kaplinger in the corner. Kaplinger hands off to Mazingo, thought about the three, doesn't take it, now takes it. Air ball, a rare bad miss for Mazingo. On the other end, it's Ben Grinsome, taking it coast to coast and finishing with the left hand. 16-8, our score now, 25 seconds to play in the first. The Arabians, let's see what the game plan is here as sure they're considering wanting a last-second shot. Sims, a lot of contact, foul. This will be on the floor. This was Ben Grissom. This will be his first and the Eagles' first as well. Coming in now for Pendleton Heights is Isaac Wilson. He's subbing out Evan Mazingo. Cookston inbounding, far sideline, gives it to Josiah Gustin, who gives it right back to Cookston. Cookston has it at the logo, handoff to Sims. 3 seconds remain, Josiah Gustin, top of the key, pulls it from deep, no good, missed it. And that'll do it for our first quarter, 16-8, Garen Catholic leads. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter action coming up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salons and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 16-8 our score after the first quarter. Garen Catholic Eagles leading over the Pendleton Heights Arabians. The story for the Arabians there in that first half, missed opportunities. They had some good shots here and there, but weren't able to get any to find the bottom of the basket. And then on top of that, we saw quite a bit of turnovers. Really kind of the same situation we've been seeing all season for this Pendleton Heights team. A rough start, especially when it comes to shooting, and the opponents taking advantage of that, putting up some pretty big numbers on the scoreboard.
Arabian basketball.
Cookson, far sideline, inbounds to Cooper Sims. Sims crosses the timeline for Pendleton Heights. Fires over to Josiah Gustin. Gustin guarded by Cardinal. Now to Sims in the corner. One-handed pass. Isaac Wilson finds Josiah Gustin back to Sims. Sims thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Instead, finds Josiah Gustin at the logo. Josiah Gustin back out. Sims. Jumper from the left elbow. Sims. Nothing but the net.
Cooper Sims really shown out in these starting games for the Arabians.
16-10, Cooper Sims cuts down the Eagles' lead to 6 points. Nearly had a steal on the other end. Doesn't come away with it, though. Malcolm Howes recovers. Deep three here from Robert Sorensen with an Arabian defender right in his face. Misses. Left it short. Rebound to Pendleton Heights. Sims, chest pass to Josiah Gustin. Reese Kaplinger has it at the free throw line. Now into the corner, Aaron Cookston. Wilson has it. Far wing, guarded by Sorensen. Back to Cooper Sims, top of the key. Arabians want to reset here. Sims drives left side, gets blocked. Out of bounds, last touch, Garen Catholic. Nice job by Ben Grissom. Cooper Sims got by him, but Grissom recovered, got back in front of Sims, and then blocked the shot.
I really like that ball from the Arabians in that possession. Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Arabians need. You know, just move around the ball and look for better shots. I'd say at this point, you're looking down low. Lob up high. Cooper Sims finds Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin gets it off of the glass. Nice job by the Arabians, and Cooper Sims there with the accurate pass to Josiah Gustin. Rogers, bounce pass. Howes with it in the corner. Howes back outside. Karin. Back to Rogers. Karin gets the screen. Sorensen with it, and the foul here with the body. Aaron Cookson not happy. This will be Aaron Cookson's second and the Arabians' first of the quarter. Reporting in now for Garen Catholic, returning for the Eagles is Dylan Murns. The five on the floor for the Pendleton Knights right now, Cooper Sims, Isaac Wilson, Josiah Gustin, Reese Kaplinger, and Aaron Cookson. Driving, Hayden Rogers, baseline, out of bounds. Going to be last touch to Arabians. Aaron Cookson knocked it out of bounds. Hayden Rogers tried to find Robert Sorensen in the corner there, but again, it was deflected out of bounds. And Hayden Rogers putting on quite the performance. He's only a freshman, you know. 6 points so far. He has two threes, and being a freshman, thrown in the varsity, your freshman year can be tough, but he's handling it well here this evening. We've got a basket here for Garen Catholic. 18-12 our score now. 5:40 to play in the first half. Wilson, far wing. Over to Kaplinger. Kaplinger, the jumper inside the perimeter, and the senior, Reese Kaplinger, drains it. Kaplinger only averaging 1.8 points a night. Gets the basket there, bringing some offense to life for this Pendleton Heights squad. Sorensen drives left side, and acrobatic layup no good, but flying in for the offensive rebound is Bryson Cardinal, and Cardinal strips it away from Josiah Gustin and gets the basket on top of it.
Bryson Cardinal is now to 10 points in this first half.
A nice second effort by Bryson Cardinal, and he was knocked down. Due to Aaron Cookson, Cardinal set a screen. Cookson knocked him down, but he got right back up and made the play. Cookson, far wing, chest pass to Cooper Sims at the logo. Sims over to Wilson. Wilson gets the screen from Kaplinger in the corner. Finds Kaplinger on the roll, and a foul here on Garen Catholic. This will be on the floor. Reese Kaplinger drove. Bryson Cardinal try to take the charge, but Arabian ref said didn't really have a feet set or something, but either way, this will be the first foul of the quarter for Garen Catholic and the first against Bryson Cardinal of the game, as Aaron Cookson will inbound here underneath the Arabian basket. Sims has it at the logo. Chest pass over to Kaplinger. A three ball from Mazingo. In and out. No good. Rebounded Cardinal and the Eagles. Aiden Rodgers. Over to Dylan Murrins. And Murrins takes it with the right hand. Finishes. Count the basket and the foul. This Kern Catholic team looking tough down low so far in this one. That's Dylan Murrins' first basket of the game as he has a chance to make it a three-point play. 22-14 our score.
Yeah, this is the first time Josiah has really seen someone his height this year, maybe even for the past 2 years.
Free throw's good. Puts up the Eagle lead to now 9 points. Cookston crosses half court for Pendleton Knights. Sims over to Kaplinger in the corner. Kaplinger. Now Josiah Gustin thought about the three, doesn't take it. Instead, the jumper from the free throw line is good. Robert Sorensen with it. Sorensen drives, kicks it out, wide open three. Hayden Rogers is blown off as an offensive foul here on Robert Sorensen.
Yeah, Cooper Sims took the charge there on Robert Sorensen off ball.
Smart play from Cooper Sims as the Arabians get the ball back. 23-16 with 3:33 to play in the first half. Josiah Gustin loses it out of bounds. Evan Mazingo tried to find the senior Gustin on the pass, and Gustin just didn't get a good grip on it. Flew out of bounds from the sideline, and yet another turnover by this Arabian squad.